We continue our weekly segment dedicated to American Catholic history as we welcome back Tom and Noelle Crowe to the program, continuing to share these compelling stories of Catholic Americans who have contributed to our great nation by virtue of their faith. And today, since the feast day is coming up on the 26th, talking about St. Anne and St. Anne's Shrine. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is coming up on the 26th.
And it's very exciting because it's also Tom's birthday.
Yes, it is.
Wow. So well, happy birthday.
A pretty big devotion to St. Anne.
I've always loved St. Anne because of that.
So we're going to let him talk.
Yes. So St. Anne. There are multiple shrines of St. Anne here in the United States. St. Anne, of course, was the mother of the Blessed Mother, which makes her Jesus's grandmother. His only grandmother. I mean, you know, biological grandmother. There are no relics of Blessed Mother because she, of course, was assumed. But there are, I have no idea how they got the historical accuracy on this, but I trust they do. There are relics of St. Anne, which means these are the closest thing we have to, like, relics of the Blessed Mother and, apart from the Eucharist, of course, relics of Jesus. So it's, I don't know, I think it's kind of cool. So there are some significant shrines of St. Anne here in the United States. We're going to talk about a few of them. But devotion to St. Anne came to the United States really as a French thing. One of the earliest and major shrines to St. Anne is in Brittany, the region of France that is even further northwest than Normandy. Mm. It's that part that sticks out from northwest France. And it's one of the two biggest shrines to St. Anne. The second one is actually just outside of Quebec. It's Saint Anne de Beaupré. So those are the two major shrines in the West. Devotion to Saint Anne was earlier in the East, but I'm getting far afield. Anyhow, so here in the United States, I'll talk about the oldest Saint Anne shrine in a moment, but the first major one to talk about is in New York City. It's actually within the church of Saint Jean Baptiste, Saint Jean Baptiste, because it was a part of New York City that was settled by French Canadians. And in 1892, they established a church. Well, actually, it was established before. But in 1892, a major event happened at St. John Baptiste Church. A priest who was on his way to St. Anne de Beaupré in Canada, he landed at New York. He was bringing a new major relic of St. Anne, a 4-inch section of her forearm bone. Wow. to St. Anne de Beaupré. And when he arrived in New York, he needed a place to stay. So he contacted the local French-speaking Catholic church and showed up. And well, they found out, oh, you have what? So they didn't really know what he was bringing. But word got out, and like a couple of nights' stay, it turned into 3 weeks of thousands of pilgrims coming through to venerate this relic of St. Anne and just, you know, devotions galore. So by the time this priest managed to get away, get up to Quebec, he was very impressed by the devotion to St. Anne there at St. John Baptiste. So he prevailed upon the bishop there in Quebec and some bishops over in Europe to send a relic to St. John Baptiste, which they did. And after that point, a shrine was erected within St. John Baptiste to St. Anne. And there's still a shrine there with a portion of her arm bone. The current church of St. John Baptiste was built in 1911, completed in 1911. It is stunning. It is an absolutely gorgeous church. New York City has lots of gorgeous churches, but it's one that if you're ever in New York, it's on 77th Street. I highly recommend making that one of the ones you go to. It is gorgeous. And the Shrine of St. Anne is beautiful. Many miracles have been attributed to prayers at that shrine. So yeah, that's the first Shrine of St. Anne. The Congregation of the Precious Blood was tasked with overseeing the shrine or the church there in 1930. Actually, it was earlier 1930. In 1930, they established their seminary in Cleveland, Ohio, here, just an hour and a half, 2 hours north of us. So they established another national shrine of St. Anne in Cleveland. It's not a super impressive shrine. It's nice, but it's not as grand as the one in New York. So you have that shrine there in Cleveland. The next shrine we'll talk about is actually established. It's not a group connected to Saint Anne, to the Precious Blood Fathers, and it's not even connected to the French. It was established by the Passionist Fathers in Scranton, Pennsylvania. They arrived. They went there to do some missions, and then they were so impressed by the devotion of the people and their desire to have the Passionists there that they wanted to establish a church. Well, they purchased land for it on September 8th, which is the Nativity of Mary. So they named the church after Mary's mother, Saint Anne. So then, you know, they developed a devotion to Saint Anne. Well, here's the problem. The land that they purchased was this plateau overlooking the city of Scranton. If you know anything about Scranton, the only reason the city is there is because of coal mining. Well, this plateau where they had built this big shrine to Saint Anne, it's a monastery originally, it was built on a land that had been severely undermined by mining. So all of a sudden, the land which is here, the portion underneath it was being taken away, so it started going like this. Well, you can't really see that over the radio. It started collapsing. So they in 1911, they felt the first shift. Like, oh my gosh, this isn't good. In 1913, there was a major shift, and they were told, this is going to collapse. You're going to lose your monastery. So they prayed a novena to Saint Anne, and on July 28th, 2 days after her feast, they woke up in the morning after praying this novena, and they said there was a deep rumbling in the earth, and then all was still, and there was no problem. After a significant examination, they found that two massive boulders had sort of slid into position to completely stabilize the plateau. Ever since then, they've built a church there and a shrine, and they've been doing the novena very significantly ever since. The third one I'll talk about in detail, fourth I'll talk about in any detail, is in Detroit. Now, Detroit was established in 1701 by a Frenchman and about 100 settlers who came with them named Antoine de Motte Cadillac. So the name of the Cadillac car line comes from the man who founded Detroit. The first thing they built was a church. And since they landed on the banks of the Detroit River on July 26th, they named it Saint Anne. Eight churches later, okay. Actually, I guess so. That's, you can kind of call this the Cadillac of shrines to Saint Anne. I was holding on to that one. Since this was established in 1701, it is the second oldest parish in the United States. The only parish older is in St. Augustine, Florida. So, 1701, it was established. A few years later, natives burned it down because they didn't like the Europeans being there. They rebuilt in 1704. They had to burn that one down in 1711 because they didn't want the new people attacking it to get it. They built another one. Willy-nilly ends up, the seventh church was this big stone church, the first stone church built. One of the pastor who built that one was Father Gabriel Richard, who's an amazing individual. But they built that after the Great Fire of Detroit in 1805. Father Richard actually wrote the motto of Detroit based on that fire. But he was buried under the altar of that stone church. In the culture, population collapse of Detroit, the area around St. Anne really started getting bad. The church which is there now, which was built in 1886, it's the eighth church of St. Anne. It is a gorgeous structure, which thankfully was restored and really fixed up. The area around it went from being French Canadian to being mostly Irish, and now it's Puerto Rican and Mexican. So it's a lot of Spanish speaking. But it is right next to the Ambassador Bridge. So if you're ever driving between Canada and Windsor, Canada, Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit, Michigan, you can't miss the twin spires of the St. Anne Church. It is gorgeous. Haven't been there, but I've seen lots of pictures. It's on my list of things I want to get to. So anyway, so those are a few of the St. Anne shrines. There's a major one in Fall River, Massachusetts, which is being restored, and another one in just outside of Sturbridge, Massachusetts. And those are at least a few others we know about. But yeah, so devotion to St. Anne is a major thing in pockets here in the United States, and lots of miracles and some beautiful churches.
And grandparents should have a devotion to her, I think, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Grandparents. Her story, apparently, the story of how she conceived Mary is similar to the story of Hannah conceiving Samuel. The tradition holds that it's a similar sort of a thing.
Well, St. Anne. Pray for us. Thank you. If people want to learn more, where can they find you?
We're at AmericanCatholicHistory.org.